Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we are back with a brand new episode. It is July 21st, Tuesday evening, 2020. Yeah. All right, man. How's everything going?
Good, dude. It's been a rough day today. And I wake up super early in the morning. But
I know. Well, us both, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You're definitely a lot earlier than I.
But I mean, like, from someone to be off for so long, I mean, off for work for so long, and then all of a sudden go back. How was that, dude? Because I went.
It sucked. I'm. The job's great. The people are great. But honestly, it's like
you're done with it.
I'm over it, and I was over it before this whole COVID thing. And honestly, I was looking. I've been enjoying this COVID time off. I know, you know, it's. Sucks to say, but it's true. Spend time with the family, do things that I want, do more podcasting. It's just that's the life. That's a dream life. Mm-hmm. It's to do this full time, pay the bills, and just
don't worry about anything.
Yeah, don't worry about anything. Just pays the bills and spend the rest of the time just spending time with the stuff that's important, like, you know, family and friends and all that. But, you know, go back to work, you know, I got to be, you know, I'll be grateful. And it is nice to get a little bit of a change, go say what's up to people and get back into the groove of things. It wasn't really that difficult. It's slow. For those who don't know, I work in the hotel business. It's not.
Rooms out.
It's definitely changed a lot. You're all taking the necessary precautions and it's. You know, it's slow. It's slow business. Tourism is pretty much, it's dead in the water right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when it's going to come back. It's not looking too good, at least for the near future. Everybody has their high hopes, but I'm not really holding my breath. So,
no, it's funny because I think they were saying like, oh, wait till the summer gets here. Then it's all going to be done.
The heat kills it. Yeah. You let people out and mingle and then just picks up again. And then we have to close down again, even though, you know, a lot of people who are anti kind of COVID, you know, I think there is some truth to, fudgy numbers. There is some truth to, it's not a death sentence, but it's still easily catchable. You know, it does affect people different.
Yeah.
And especially hits the older people and preconditions, those with preconditions a lot harder than, you know, normal, healthy kind of individuals. Most of us could kind of get over it pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, it is what it is. You kind of have to go do my thing. It's only going to hopefully kind of be for a little while. And then I kind of get back to just focusing on this kind of stuff. But we'll see. I mean, see how it goes for me, but no, it's been fine. It's been chill. I'm pretty much going to be like this for the rest of the week and then, see how it goes. And then you, everything good?
Yeah, can't complain. Still working. It sucks. I mean, I wish I could just stay home and sleep and eat, but I can't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't. But I've been spending my money like stupid lately, too. So I got to stay away from the internet altogether because I see things
you're buying a lot of. You're buying a lot of.
Like, unnecessary things.
But I mean, I think it's nice luxuries that you haven't splurged on yourself like ever.
No, I never. It's my first time we ever doing really religion. Yeah.
And you're starting to, and it's good. I mean, you're buying like, what? You're buying stuff that you're not buying like useless stuff. You're buying stuff that you actually use on a daily basis. Yeah.
I like to feel comfortable when I'm when I'm working or at
a new computer. You know, you got your mug, your coffee mug, you got your pressure cooker.
Yeah.
You got nice underwear.
Yeah. And nice socks too.
Nice socks.
Yeah. Those songs are fucking amazing.
You know,
I'm wearing a pair right now.
Yeah, you're spending on stuff that makes you feel good and your daily stuff, and you know why not?
I love cooking, by the way.
Me, I think I'm spending more my money
on decorating, right?
On decorating the new place and this and the set and just around the house, and that's where I spend or getting stuff for my son or something like that. Yeah. You know, I maybe buy a shirt or two for myself or a pair of shorts or a
it's new what happens when you become adults, shoes. Right? Like
right,
the stuff like that stuff doesn't really matter. It's all about like appliances that makes us excited or decorating the house gets you excited.
Yeah, like I'm thinking of like adding like this color effects around the TV in the back. I'm like that kind of stuff. I'm like looking to you know. I don't know. I shop online and look at shoes and I'm like, oh, I could use that or I could use that. And, but then I really don't need it. Like, no, I'd rather spend money on stuff that I really,
they really
get some use out of it or it looks, makes the, you know, comfortable, be more comfortable. Mm-hmm. That's what it really is. Let's get to fights. Fights were great this past week. We had three events in a row. You have Calvin Kattar and Ige on Wednesday, and it kind of went how we thought. I mean, Ige put up a really good battle, and it was a really fun fight to watch. Let's get to that card real quick. I want to see if I'm missing anybody. I don't want to miss any fights. But that was a very fun card, a very fun main event for sure. It was a second event for Fight Island. Mm. Tim Elliott, Ryan Benoit, that was a great one. Jimmy Rivera, Cody Stamann, that was a great one. Talia Santos, and the list goes on and on and on. But Calvin Kattar, I think, now is a full-fledged title contender, I would say.
You know, I agree with that, yeah.
You know, I think he lost to Agamid Sharipov. I think he lost, you know, the guy that looks like Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he lost to him. Split decision, I think. It was a close fight. But, you know, Kattar is fantastic boxing, tough as nails, you know, well-rounded, stays off his back. I mean, the guy's tough, man. And he's got like
He's durable, too.
He had three knockouts or in a row before this, or four knockouts in a row before this. And then has a unanimous decision where he dominates the fifth round, closes up Ige's eye and all that. That was a great event. I think Kattar's in now in the minds of any fight fan, especially UFC fans. And then you had this past weekend, Figueiredo versus Benavidez. I mean, what do you go from here? I felt bad for Benavidez. I know you didn't see his press conference, his post fight, but the guy was tearing up.
I mean, like, we always it's always been a running joke with that guy, like, as far as like if we see other fighters in different weight classes always get to that title shot and they never win, they become the Benavidez of their division. So,
or before it was the Uriah Faber,
so.
Enter Night Pilsner.
Yeah, so Metallica beer that they teamed up with Stone, I think, last year.
Yeah.
For the last coming tour. Yeah, it's a good beer. But yeah, like I felt bad. I mean, it was a one-sided beatdown,
man. It was basically Figueiredo was I think beat him kind of convincingly the first time. You know, and UFC made a case and chalked it up to the headbutt. I think it did play a factor, but I mean, he knocked him out right after. And then this one was just any time he touched Benavidez, it was
left hook,
lights out, man. It was like from the first swing,
I think he knocked him on his ass. I think he dropped him about three times in the fight.
It
took him down about three times.
Yeah, nearly submitted him once before he finished him at the end of the first, and it was nasty, man. It was like. Any shot he threw, it just landed, and it really affected Benavidez and big, and it damaged him and it hurt him, you know. And it just shows how much of a beast Figueiredo is. And I mean, do I think he's unbeatable? No, I would like to see him against other people, but the guy's The guy's a terror, man. Mm-hmm. The guy's a Brazilian beast, man.
Did he make weight? Yeah, he made weight, right?
Yeah, he made weight this time.
Yeah.
The first time, he didn't get the bell because that was another reason why they redid it, is because he missed weight. And this time, he made weight, and he made it even champ. He made it even more convincing that he deserves to be champ. So the guy's a beast, man. Jack Hermanson defeating Calvin Gastelum. I mean,
I think it was
sad night.
Yeah,
sad night for Calvin Gastelum.
Yeah, like we were talking about this on the ride over here.
Yeah, you fly 13 to 14 hours to Abu Dhabi.
Get tested
like a million times.
Yeah, have to get fight camp, self quarantine.
Yeah, fight camp, cut weight, self quarantine, even self quarantine afterwards. Test again, and you lose the fight in a minute 18.
And I don't know, like, it seems like he didn't even try to, like, escape the submission.
I think he didn't think it was going to be, he was really going to get it, so he lazily fought it off until he was stuck.
It's weird that you see a fighter, especially in Calvin's
caliber,
like, submit to a leg lock.
Yeah. And I don't think he thought he was going to get caught in it, and he ended up found himself stuck in it, and he couldn't get out. Where does Calvin go from here?
I don't know, man. A rematch? No, I can't. You can't rematch.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
Fight a mid-level middleweight, like a Uriah Hall, maybe, like do a Uriah Hall rematch.
Yeah, and then maybe at some point run this one back.
Yeah, I think he should.
It was a pretty bad loss.
I don't know, man.
Just the way it ended, and
I mean, he's lost three in a row, but he's fought in his last six or so top level guys. So
that's true.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know where he goes from here. I mean, I would say I think he's still a big name. He's still a top guy.
And his fighting style was awesome.
His fighting style is awesome.
It seemed like he didn't show up for this fight.
Yeah, he's fought nothing but top level competition. I think you give him a little bit of a pass on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a Uriah Hall level, maybe even do that one again. I think that's where he should be in and get a couple wins.
Yeah,
maybe even drop back down, get a little bit more disciplined with your weight.
Yeah,
drop back down. You're a small middleweight anyway.
That's true.
You know, maybe you could help him out a little bit. You know, but I don't know if he's at this point in his career, if he's down to do that. He went through a lot of trouble trying to make 170. Also on this card, I mean, Ariana Lipsky picking up a win. Her second win in the UFC. She's like 2-1 now. Nasty knee bar. I mean, she looked good, man. She you know, she was aggressive. She stood out. I'm not holding her as high as I would like Amanda Ribas. I think Amanda Ribas would probably beat Lipsky.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Especially in the stand-up.
Yeah.
Because Lipsky gets hit, but, I mean, they're both very attractive, very dangerous women. Lipsky has proved that she's very dangerous. Even when she landed it and she got the submission and she, like, did that roar afterwards.
Oh,
she
didn't
look hot doing that. I mean,
she's like candy for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, great event. I think, which one's your favorite over the past? Obviously, I think Usman and Masvidal, I think, was probably my favorite event overall.
Yeah. And then I think
this is probably second.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I would agree.
Based on the main event and
the card overall.
Yeah, the card overall was great. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't find myself being bored at any time.
Yeah. And I do find the Cater and Ige fight, I think it's probably one of the best. That was one of the more entertaining ones because I really liked that main event. But the rest of the card was not like super interesting, you know.
I always tend to watch these fights not live, just like a fast forward through all that crap.
What's cool about ESPN though is that they put them up right away.
Yeah, they do. It's available, so I wait till it's over without getting any. Spoiler alerts, and just watch it. It's fast forward through everything.
Where does Benavidez go from here? It looked like he was going to retire, but now, like at the post fight, he was saying that he wants one more win. Do you think it's worth at this point in his career? At this point, like,
I mean,
after
that's
a loss like that.
Like, I don't think it is. I think, like, like, I don't think a win would change anything as far as his legacy goes. I think he's his legacy is set in stone. But if he wants to go out with a win, then I can't fault the guy. But is it necessary? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think if you lose in a title fight, that's probably the best way to lose. I think
for him, it's more like the way he lost and how dominant he lost.
Yeah, because he got dominated. Yeah. I think that's really what it is. I don't think it's the loss as itself.
Yeah, because you see many fighters retire in a loss. Yeah. I think it's the way he lost.
Yeah.
And the fact there was a title fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he had that stigma already on him that he can't win big fights.
I mean, I would like to see him retire with a crowd. Maybe that'll be better. Something like that. But when is that going to happen?
I know. That's a good point. Because, I mean, do you really want to win on the empty arena? And just for
you win your belt on the empty arena, you defend it on an empty arena.
Yeah, there's no emotion.
You lose it on an empty arena. Yeah.
So you retire now. Like, you got a banging hot wife.
Yeah, just retire. You got a banging hot wife. You can't open up a gym yet, but I don't know. Commentary career, he doesn't really have one. I don't know.
I mean, his wife's going to be making all the money.
Yeah.
She has a great broadcasting career. She even works for the NFL.
Yeah, so there you...
They're set.
I think he's set. I don't... If you get another win...
Is it going to mean anything?
Yeah, it's not going to mean anything. And let's say you lose, and then what? You have another, you have to go through another...
Not just that, but I'm afraid that if he wins, he's going to want that itch even more. Yeah. He's going to win again. And
what if he wins convincingly by knockout or something? Yeah, exactly. Like
he's going to convince himself that he's ready for that title shot.
Yeah.
And this is going to happen to him again, a third time.
I thought lose, retire, you gave your one last shot for a title, call it a day. There you go. What's another training camp?
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? I totally agree with that.
I don't know. But, you know, he is who he is. He's still young-ish. You know what I mean? He's had a long career. But, yeah, I feel bad for the guy. Any other news that's gone on? You have Bellator having a card this weekend. Their first event. I think it's great for Bellator. We'll cover that card in just a moment. Any other news that stands out to you on any of these this week?
I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything either. I mean, you have Khabib talking about fighting by the end of the year. A lot of back and forth with him and Gaethje about, hey, you should fight Conor or this and that while I'm waiting or something like that. But, Joe Duffy also retiring. He was very honest with his statement, saying that he just doesn't feel like he has it anymore. He gave it a go, and it's time for him to call it a day. You have a guy like that calling it a day, who was respected but never really got the shine.
Yeah, he was one of those guys who was brought in as a Conor killer because he beat Conor back in the day, and people wanted that fight, to replay that fight, and it never came to fruition.
Yeah,
and he never held up to his reputation in the UFC.
Yeah, and there wasn't a lot of news this week either. So let's get to this card real quick because I want to break down this weekend's card because I think this weekend's card is very interesting. It's looks very fun. It's going to be an entertaining Saturday. Well, let's get to Bellator real quick because I want to get before we get to UFC. So Bellator has got 242 Bendejas versus Pettis. Yeah, Ricky Bendejas, who got popular on his promotional debut, beating the Irish Bellator Conor McGregor.
That's right.
Kicking him in the face. I forgot his name. Sergio Pettis, second time out, I think, with Bellator. You have Jordan Mean making it, I think, his promotional debut. You have Aaron Pico fighting against Solo Haitley Jr., kicking off the main card. Aaron Pico making his return. I think this is one of his first fights with Jackson, or is it
his second fight with Jackson? His second fight.
It's not a big card. You have Rafael Stotts, who was a former guest on the show, on there. But pretty entertaining Bellator card this Friday, I believe. That's on Paramount Network. That's free for all you guys. Titan FC has having a card this weekend. LFA is having a card this weekend. I think their third of their four set series. And then you have UFC Whitaker versus Till is this weekend. Good card. I like the card. Undercards, like whatever. You have some decent names on the air. You have Betch Kohea versus Pani Kianzad, who was a former guest recently of ours. That fight got booked and is set for Fight Island, and it's this weekend. So good luck to Pani Kianzad. We're rooting for her. You have Kazma Chiamev, I think, who fought last Saturday or last Wednesday and is making his
return. Yeah. Yeah,
that guy's a beast. Tall,
yeah,
ferocious, freaking light heavyweight. He's like, I'm very interested to see how that guy goes against Reese McKee. You have Paul Craig on the card. You have Carla Esparza versus Marina Rodriguez on the card. Alexander Gustafsson versus Fabricio Verdum is on this card. Alexander making his heavyweight debut. Fabricio coming back after a loss versus, I think he lost to, what's his name? It's not Olenek. It might be Olenek. But either way, Gustafsson making his heavyweight debut. Good move?
I don't think so.
No? Now, I think Gustafsson, I think, might be favored in this fight, but not by much. I like his chances of beating Verdum in this fight. But I don't think we're dealing with the same Gustafsson anymore.
I think when he gets guys like, I don't know, like the champ or DC or not DC, but Francis Ngannou
or Stipe,
yeah, he gets knocked out. By those guys, yeah,
yeah. Now Gustafsson's a big guy. He's 6'5", 6'6", somewhere around there.
So the guys in the heavyweight division, though,
yeah. Yeah, a lot of guys in heavyweight division. He's on the lighter side.
Yeah.
His footwork's great. His boxing's great. But does he have... Because he retired. He didn't look that great against Jones.
No.
I think he beat Teixeira before that. But he's just still not the same guy.
No.
He's not the guy that fought Jones the first time around. He's nowhere near that person anymore.
Not at all.
But neither is Verdum, possibly.
No, I mean... Like, my pick is going to be...
Is your pick Gustafsson?
Yeah, Gustafsson. But what happens when if he beats him, then who is
it? Yeah, or where...
It's going to be...
Where does he go after this? It's going to be a tough road, I think.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it's a rejuvenation after it. I think he took maybe a year off. This is his you know, first fight back after a while. I don't know what to make of it. I think they're both... obviously, Verdum is longer in the tooth. But I think they're both kind of like really trying to find themselves with this fight. Do they still have it?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a tell? Nogueira versus Lil Nog versus Shogun 3. Shogun's already won two of these. I think we both find it a fun fight. Two guys that are just going to go at it. Two veterans. It's not going to be the fastest. Yeah,
fight doesn't require two technical guys. Yeah. It requires maybe names and nostalgia, so... That's the perfect fight.
This is a perfect fight. This is not going to be a fast, high-speed, high-paced, technical fight. Yeah. This is going to be just a slug, you know, slugging out, bloody, you know, two-rounder, three-rounder, who knows.
So then we both pick Shogun, right?
I'm going to go with Shogun. I just love Shogun, so I'm just going to go with him.
Yeah.
Whitaker versus Darren Till. Main event.
Great fight.
You know, possibly number one contender. Fight,
yeah.
Whitaker coming off of the style bender loss, having the two wars and the surgeries with Yoel Romero. Darren Till coming off a win over Kevin Gastelum, second fight I believe at middleweight.
Yeah.
Both former welterweights. Who do you have?
I like Whitaker in this fight.
Yeah.
I think Whitaker has more tools in his toolbox, and I think he's a more rounded fighter than Darren Till. And I think Darren Till bit too much
in this fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I applaud Darren Till for going after it. They're going back and forth, but yeah, I agree. Whitaker, I think, just has more footwork, more tools in his toolkit, toolbox, whatever you want to call it, and more weapons. And I think Darren Till's limited combo striking and his, you know, I don't think he's going to get it done.
The same basic moves with him.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get it done. I think Whitaker is going to catch him slipping in some part. And I in a 5-round fight, I will see Whitaker finishing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's me. This is the last fight in Abu Dhabi for a little while. It's on ESPN, ESPN Plus, all that. So it's going to be technically a free card.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good one. A whole lot of news. We got Bellator returning. We got a great UFC card and a couple other promotions sprinkled in. Next week, we'll try to get you guys a guest. Get you to see if, what kind of news comes out of it.
Yeah.
This week. And we'll be back till next week. Follow us on all social media.
Yep. All right, guys. Enjoy the fights and see you guys next week.